Hello and welcome to the week ahead with ATFX. My name's Nick Twidell, I'm the Chief Market Analyst, and as always, I'll be running you through a few of the things that are coming up this week that will be moving markets. Well, a massive week again in financial markets last week. Despite a full event calendar last week, it really was dominated by geopolitical updates, not just from the US, but they certainly had a big part to play. We had Europe coming to play as well, and plenty of moves, and certainly a lot of products at very different levels at the end of last week than they were at the start. And we're expecting more volatility to come through the coming week. Now, it's unlikely to come as much from the event calendar. It is a much lighter load for traders to look ahead to. But certainly due to the volatility we saw last week and geopolitical concerns across the globe, across a number of financial products, obviously the word tariff will be bandied around many times. You've got updates on the Ukraine-Russia situation. You've got infrastructure investment in Germany and Europe. You've got a lot of things coming in to move markets. In addition to that, there are a few things coming out this week as well which should move markets, but I think most market participants are expecting geopolitical factors to dominate the moves this week. But we have got some very key US data coming out. We've also got the Bank of Canada, which should move markets substantially as well. So as always, I'll run you through on a day-by-day basis of what's coming up in the week ahead. As I said, sorry, there's not as much as certainly as last week. But certainly a few things that could move markets and something to really focus on. Last week when we had so much coming through, it does tend to detract from the impact of some of the events, even so much as the non-farms, which came out close to expectation, it has to be said. When you do get one or two events, then they can become a big focus for markets and their impact can be higher. So without any further ado, let's take us through what's going on. First thing we need to notice for the Monday open, we did get some Chinese data that comes out over the weekend when the markets are closed. Chinese CPI and PPI data came out. They both came in lower than expected. So the CPI, the key one, was expected to show a year-on-year 0.4% decrease. That came in at 0.7% decrease, so substantial difference. The PPI year-on-year expected to show a 2% decrease, came in 2.2% decrease. So that could weigh on Chinese markets and Asian markets on that Monday morning open. Looking at Monday, there is nothing much on the event calendar, and I'm going to repeat this a few times in the Asian session because there is not much during the Asian session to excite traders. Monday as a day in whole, mainly second and third tier data, mainly third tier data if I'm honest. So not too much moving. Expect the impact from the weekend and from last week's moves to continue and until we start to hit more data coming out later in the week. Now, I say that into Tuesday. Again, not too much coming out in Asia. We've got manufacturing sales out in New Zealand, Westpac consumer sentiment in Australia, and household spending data in Japan, but pretty much third tier data. Retail sales monitoring numbers in the UK as well. Later on, we do get the first key US data, and that comes in the form of the JOLTS job openings. Now, many would have expected that to come last week. It normally comes as a package with all the other jobs numbers, but is due out this week, Wednesday. Expected 7.71 million job openings from JOLTS. So keep an eye on that. That has moved the market, and it could be another one of those that, as it's coming out on its own, it's the only jobs number this week out of the US. It could have a slightly more impactful impact than it normally does, where it comes as kind of a package. Do be aware that Chinese new loans data could come out any day through this week, probably from Wednesday onwards. They're expecting to see 2,150 billion won's worth of new loans. So keep an eye on that, obviously. After you've got those Chinese indicators from the weekend, would be good to see if there's a bit of stimulus or a little bit of positive notes coming through for that Chinese economy. Wednesday is, of course, our biggest day of the week. I've mentioned it already. Once again, potential for new loans data out of China, but that's about it in the Asian session. In the European session, we do hear from ECB President Christine Lagarde. Obviously, she had a lot to say after last week's rate cut. She's speaking at a conference. Don't expect to be too impactful that. But when we hit that New York Open, it is probably the premier couple of hours of of certainly from the calendar perspective of the week. We've got the CPI data, the core CPI, and the year-on-year CPI data from the US. This is key. Obviously, we've seen rate cut expectations pulled in considerably over the last few weeks, with US yields taking a massive hit. Core CPI, and indeed the headline CPI number, expected to show a month-on-month increase of 0.3%, with the year-on-year number coming slightly lower than last month's 3% print, with a 2.9% print. Anything substantially off of that should see the markets move, and markets move hard. So I suppose a lot of people are looking to see if we're going to see this continued trend of the US economy contracting a bit and pulling back. If we got a surprise, probably the risk sits with a surprise topside number that's going to really push out those rate cut expectations. So we will be doing updates on that during the week. So please check into ATFX on our YouTube channel and all the other social media outlets we've got. Now, CPI will be the major focus for the US for that part of the session. But shortly afterwards, an hour or so afterwards, we get the Bank of Canada's rate call. Now, they are expected to cut rates again by 25 basis points. A lot will now come in that rate statement from the Bank of Canada and the press conference that comes about 45 minutes after. So expect, as if you haven't expected, plenty of volatility in the loonie anyway over recent weeks and months. Expect more coming midweek this week as well. Moving on to Thursday, sounding like a broken record, I know. Nothing due out in the Asian session, and actually very little in the European session. Well, so really it's going to be about the US session again. We've got more inflation data, this time the PPI numbers. So core PPI month on month expected to show a 0.3% increase. PPI expected to show a 0.3% increase. So don't worry too much about your numbers this week on those inflation data out of the US. It's pretty much expecting a 0.3% increase for CPI and PPI. We've got the unemployment claims out at the same time, expecting 226,000 claims on a weekly basis. Just back to that PPI data. It did move the market substantially last month. Normally, we expect CPI to have that bigger impact on the market, but PPI had a little bit of a hit. So traders will be aware of that, and any differential from that expected 0.3%, and we could see some big moves in the market. On to Friday. I know it's that record still broken. Asia, nothing really to turn the dial, keep us too interested during the first session of the day. But we do get the one and only key tier one data out of the UK. It is surrounded by other data points as well. It's the GDP number, but that's the one most people are going to be looking at. We're expecting a month-on-month 0.1% increase for the UK's GDP. We do get construction output, goods trade balance, index of services, etc. at the same time, but that headline GDP number really could move the market. Once again, similar to the loonie, cable's been flying around and has really taken off alongside the euro over the last week. So be interesting to see where that is come Friday, but certainly GDP, if that comes anywhere away from that 0.1% increase estimate, expect cable to fly around and sterling across the board. Into the US session, and it is a quiet week, I'll be honest. We do have one last key tier one data that comes out midway through that session, just after a couple of hours after New York opens, the prelim University of Michigan consumer sentiment data and the prelim University of Michigan inflation expectations numbers. They can move the market, and certainly they are an indicator that a lot of investors look at. So expect a little bit of volatility there. But I suppose I think we're probably going to see a smoother end to the week than we saw last week. Having said that, keep an eye on your news wires, those geopolitical updates from President Trump, from the US administration, from Europe, from the Middle East. All of these can move markets, and they certainly have been over the last few weeks. So even though the calendar's probably not saying we're going to be so busy, expect volatility across the board. Good luck, and if you need anything from us at ATFX, please let us know. Thank you very much.